You and I always look at the weather each and every day. You knew about the forecast for yesterday at Lexington. You had to put a few more clothes on yesterday, didn't you?
Well, yeah. The forecast was not even – it was somewhat accurate. It was a little cooler yesterday than expected. You know, it was supposed to get near 60 up there yesterday. I don't think it broke 50 yesterday. There was a slight breeze. So it was a chilly day. So it was not – you know, I had – almost all the clothes on that I had brought, not quite, but almost. So it was a chilly day, although we had some very nice performances on the day. You know, it was still wasn't real conducive to what you would call great times. But even though we saw some great times yesterday.
But you did have a school record yesterday in McCook High, the fastest 400-meter time in history once again. Your senior, Josiah Wilkinson, close to it, around the 49s. He 48.69, and he is on the top of the charts now.
That's correct, yeah. Josiah really cranked one off yesterday. You know, there's a young man from Arapahoe that was in the race and was expecting a push. So really, Josiah was in lane 5. Young man from Arapahoe was in lane 4. We're expecting a race, and Josiah was expecting a race, and Josiah just went out and went after it and ran a great race. You know, his first 200, you know, always like to see what that first 200 is like. And Josiah has a very, you know, high engine, so to speak. You know, his tolerance for, you know, running fast for a long period of time is really good. And his just condition level is really excellent this year. You know, I think swimming really helped him through the winter, helped improve his lung capacity and stuff. But yeah, his first 200 was, you know, low 23s. And I thought, you know, typically that'll cause an issue for the last 200, but really Josiah just continued to run that race very, very well and ran, you know, a career best and a high school best. Broke Austin Cherry's record, 49.02 that he set in 2013, you know, running a 48.69. So that was pretty exciting to watch. It was a fun race to watch.
You've had a lot of good quarter milers in your history of your coaching, and Josiah is definitely one of them, isn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a very hard worker. Puts in all the effort that you know we need to do, and that's really paying off for him. You know, he turned around, ran the half after the 800 yesterday or the 400 yesterday, ran the half, and really just kind of cruised through that and ran a 159. Ran equal splits really. You know, he's 59.5 on the first lap, and, you know, he's very close to that again, you know, like 60 seconds on his second lap. So really just kind of cruised his way around that. So, you know, it was very exciting for him, you know, just kind of planning out what he might be doing on district day. So, you know, we have Southwest Conference come up in a week, so we'll probably see some more good races. Hopefully next Saturday is, you know, going to be nice. We'll be in Ogallala, same place we'll have district. So it'll be just kind of a lead-in for the district race.
By the way, just to let folks know that the school record in the half is 154 by Austin.
Yep,
so he's got a few seconds to go.
He's
on that
got
one.
Some time to go. You know, 154 is getting around the track, and that was, you know, Jim Tiller owned it. It was when I first came. Jim Tiller owned it. It was in the 157s, and then Josh Cherry broke it down to 155, and Austin broke his brother's record at the state meet. On his last 800-meter race and ran at 154. I can still see in my brain Austin finishing that race. So that was pretty exciting to watch. Yeah, seen a lot of great races over the years, and those included. So, yeah, it's always, you know, when you put yourself in the company of those individuals, you're racing pretty fast.
Don't think Josiah isn't going to give it a shot, though.
Oh, I think he probably will. Yeah. You know, we just got to get him in the fast heat down at state meet, and, you know, that – you know, they've changed things a little bit. The 800's always been based on district time to which race you're in. The quarter now, we don't do prelims. It's all finals. And they'll base your placing in the races based on your district time. So, you know, I told him we got to have a decent time to get in that fast race down to state meet. So, you know, we have to be ready to crank one up, you know, in a couple weeks. And be ready to roll. I think he will be.
He also ran a leg on that sixth place 4x1, 44.39. That was a fast race.
That was a fast race. A lot of fast teams there. Unfortunately, some of those guys are district foes. Sydney was there. Gothenburg was there. So some of those guys are our district foes. We'll just have to see how that goes. Play that out as we go along. You just never know. You just got to pass the stick. Many times I've seen the stick not get around the track with some of those fast teams, and you just got to do your job and run your leg and get the stick around the track. But yeah, Josiah runs our number two spot on that relay. They're probably going to wind up running. He ran the 200 this year. He put himself in our top 10 on that. Probably going to be a 4x4 for him at the end of the day. So. Probably going to be a 400, 800, 4x1, 4x4 for Joe come district day.
And the hurdles, Ozzy Barber, third place in a very fast high hurdle race, 15.19.
Yep, that was a season's best for him. Not a career best, but a season's best. And Ozzy, as the season goes on, just every year, Ozzy just continues to get better and better and better as the season goes along. And this year's no different. His times continue to drop, which is very exciting to see. I thought our hurdlers yesterday did really an outstanding job. Osney, I mean, there was some really tough hurdlers yesterday, some very good ones. Ran a very good 110s. He'll tell you that his 300s were probably not his best race of the day. However, Davian Hansen, I thought, ran an excellent 300s yesterday, along with Quinn Taylor. Both those guys set career best yesterday in the 300s. Davian ran a 42 flat yesterday in the threes, which is, an outstanding time. I think that puts him in the top 20 in the Class B. They'll take 24 individuals. So the top three out of each district, and then they'll take the next six fastest times. So Davian has really kind of set himself up for a good position at that, to give himself a great shot. He just missed out on qualifying last year as a junior in the 110s. He really just clipped the last hurdle at the district meet, costing himself a trip to the state meet. But those guys are really coming along really well. Trevor Taylor coaches our hurdlers, and he's really excited about the way they're running.
Your throwers in the shot. I know we talked Grady Lenz. I think you and I, not too long ago, he had a PR, and also yeah. Gabe Gans, out for his senior year, had a PR as well in the shot put.
We'll talk, Gabe, he's been kind of an injury-prone individual, through his career. We're really excited to see him out for track, give him something to do. He's a great young man. Nice to see him hitting those 40-foot marks pretty consistently. And our district is pretty wide open in the shot put, so, it just takes one good put and put yourself in the mix. And those guys are getting closer and closer every week. So hopefully, in a couple weeks they're going to be even closer and give themselves a legit shot of, qualifying for the state meet. That'd be really exciting for one of those guys. Grady works really hard at the throws. His discus yesterday was probably not his best. If you even ask him, I'm sure he would tell you such. But he turned around and threw the shot put really well in the 42 foot. If we start hitting a few feet further than that, we're really going to start looking at maybe some qualification marks. So, yeah, nice to see those guys working and doing so much better.
In your jumps, I see Ozzy did have a PR in long jump, and also Creighton Uristi, a young freshman, a PR in the triple.
Yep. Our triple jump, we're really kind of young in that position with our younger jumpers. We have a couple freshmen that are jumping really well, with Blake Willis is jumping really well. He's in the 39s, and Creighton Uristi is in the 39s. Creighton left a bigger jump. He scratched if he had trimmed his toenails a little bit. Maybe he would have kept himself, on the backside of that board, but he was just over just a little bit. So it's pretty exciting to see him jumping so well. And he's very consistent. Creighton's just a pretty calm. I'm sure he's a little nervous on the inside. He's been running on our mile relay all year also. Just being a very good asset for us as far as a track guy goes, just and a field guy. There's a long jumper, triple jumper, doing really well. And Ozzy jumped 20'1" yesterday. However, I don't think that's going to be you're going to have to jump, high 20, mid 21s, to be a guy that is in contention. at the state meet or even to qualify out of our district, because our district's kind of loaded as far as the jumps go. We were the leader at that here, you know, the last few years. But somebody else has turned currently, so and you never know what will happen. Our young guys, you know, are coming along really well. They just have to remember that they are young guys and continue to work so that they get better as they get a little more mature and a little older. As you know, as their years go along, they're going to be great contributors to our track team.
This was a tough meet to you know, they had had prelims and finals. It was tough to get in the finals, wasn't it?
Yep, regardless of the event you were in. It was just, and that's why we go, you know, to see some great competition and hopefully set some great marks. That's why we really go to the Bader. And, you know, I think there was 21 or 22 teams represented yesterday. So it's always nice to go see some different faces and some great competition and let the kids, you know, kind of pick a little bit. There's no team score kept, so you get to, you know, limit down a little bit. You don't have to run near as many races and just compete and compete really well.
I know you had a chance to see, some other Southwest Nebraska teams, Dundee County, Stratton, Arapahoe. You mentioned the Casey kid run the fourth quarter, Met Valley. I'll tell you, you had a chance to watch some of these kids perform. I think this area is going to have a lot of medals come, but districts and on to state, too.
Yeah, you know, I think Dundee County has a very good track team on boys and girls. When you watch them compete and see the marks they're setting out, I wouldn't, you know, the boys in particular, I wouldn't put out, you know, for a Class D state title, the way they are competing. Not to put any pressure on anybody, but, you know, their kids competed really well yesterday. They cover quite a few events. It's pretty exciting to watch those guys and see how well Southwest Nebraska is doing in sport of track and field, and regardless of where they come from. So it's really nice to see. You know, Chase County has a great track team as well on the boys' side. You know, they're gonna give us fits come district day in a few events. So it's going to be some great things. You know, if you're looking to be if you're a track and field individual and want to see some great performances, you know, Southwest Conference in Ogallala next Saturday, we'll have some great performances, some great vaults. The Hetz boy from Gothenburg yesterday ran, you know, a 9:39 in the 2 mile, and turned around ran a 4:30 mile. He ran a 2:03 lead off leg for him in their relay. So, you know, he's a sophomore, so he's really good. You know, the Cozad has some great vaulters, or at least the Irish boys, you know, is a 16 footer. So there's going to be some very nice marks at the Southwest Conference. And then if you turn around and go to the district meet, you're going to throw in Sydney, and then you're going to throw in Chase County, and you know, there's going to be some very good marks set that day, so it's going to be fun to watch.
Kind of cool this year that the conference meets Nano Ogallala, and you 2 weeks later go to district. See, a lot of your kids are already familiar, but some of your freshmen aren't.
Correct. It's nice to go compete on that surface. It's a very nice place to go compete. However, the throws are a little further away than at least the discus. You know, it's about a block and a half away from the track, but the shot put's right there. Everything else is right there. It's kind of exciting to watch it from, you know, the aspect you get to see almost everything from the track. You can just walk across, you know, turn three and go watch the shot put because it's right there on the turn. You know, it's just a fun place to go compete, and it's going to be a nice that our kids get to go up and compete on the district course or the district track so that they can have a little feel for what it's going to be in a week and a half after that. So just pretty excited to go up there and compete against some great competition.
Monday, you host a JV meet, and this is a big meet, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's 14 teams that are invited. Now, it says JV on the schedule. Don't let that fool you because there are going to be some very good marks set that day. Some of the guys that are going to compete are not JV individuals. It's our JV meet. We get to compete. It's our meet, so we compete everybody that we can. You know, as long as they're in good standings with the school and with the team, then we'll compete them. But there are going to be some very good marks. We're starting at 11 because we've added some teams. It's going to keep us coaches a little busy because we get to run a few events. And the varsity kids will help out a little bit. So we're going to be running around a little bit. No different than we did with the junior high meet a week ago. It was actually Tuesday. So it's going to be a busy week next week. You know, we go Monday, and we have a JV meet, and then Saturday we turn around and have the Southwest Conference again. So it's going to be a busy week. Hopefully Mother Nature is a little more kind to us than she was yesterday. You know, we were talking yesterday. I'm not sure we've been to a Lexington meet that was decent with weather. You know, I've seen it snow, rain, sleet, you know, all kinds of stuff. A couple years ago we had warm temperatures and the winds blowing at 60. That was also the day that we had some very large fires roll through the area. So we would prefer to not have that ever again. But, you know, the Lexington meet has some great competition. It's just that the weather's not always very cooperative. So hopefully Mother Nature's kind to us.
80, I think, on Monday here. And then as of right now, next Saturday at up at Ogallala, 78 degrees.
No, well, you've said it, so it's going to be true. And I'm going to hold you to it.
Guaranteed. Don't hold me. It'll probably be 38 instead of 78.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. That won't be very great conditions to compete in. So hopefully, you know, as spring rolls along, you know, I tried. Bought that stocking cap and tried to not use it, but I used it yesterday. You know, I don't have anything on my head other than the hat to keep the heat in. So I had to put something on my head to keep the heat in a little bit. So, yeah, I had threw the stocking cap on yesterday. So.